I wouldn't say that. You know, same football player I've been doing, hard worker, and been pushing and trying to make it to the next level. So, 6'6", and I weigh 285. So. I feel like it was a plus just to be able to work with NFL coaches and get a little feel for how it's going to be, and got to go out there and play another, put the pads on and play again, and show them what I can do on the football field. So it's always good to do that. So. I love how physical he is when he plays. He's a monster. It's hard to block him, and I just love the way he plays, as physical he is. So. Never talked to him. I want to continue to and trying to open their eyes. I'm an athlete. I feel like I'm athletic, just to show that I can move outside the football pad. So I feel like a lot of things I already did is on film already, but it's always good to go out there and show them what you can do outside the football pads and go out there and compete. So.
Is there something that you wanted to work on in between the season going now that you felt improved?
From my 40 time, from the L drill to everything. So that's the bench press, so that's what you train for, to get ready for this and to go out there and showcase it. So. You never know about the draft. All I can do is do my part and keep trying to open up eyes at what I did on the football field, what I did, it's already on film, and go out here to combine and go out to compete and try to shock a couple more people. So. I love to play for anyone, but it'd be great to play for them. I love the way they play up front, 4-3. They like to let their three-tech go attack, so I like the way they play their three-techs as well. So. It never got to me. It is what it is. Thinking about it or letting it get me mad ain't going to get me no taller. So all I can go out there and play the game of football the way I play it, hard nose and out there trying to make plays. So. I love the way he plays. I watched him a lot. I started watching him a lot my junior year in college. So I know how he is. Explosive, fun to watch, and make a ton of plays. And can be considered undersized defensive tackle and doing what he did in the NFL. It's amazing. And it's an honor just for people to even trying to compare me with a guy like that. But he's a great football player. So. I played against a lot of good offensive linemen. You can't just point out one guy. That wouldn't be fair to a lot of others. So. I played against a lot of good teams, a lot of good opponents. So. I feel like I come and make an impact right away. I feel like I can come in, earn the trust from the coaches, learn the playbook, get on the field right away and make an impact, make plays, and earn the respect from the veterans and trying to go out there and win games with them. So. We're going to see Monday, so. We're going to see, so. They ain't talk about it at all. Made a couple, about 2-3 mistakes this year, but it's the game of football. You get mad, you get physical, but it is what it is. Dumb mistakes on my part, being a team leader, can't let that happen, but the past is the past, and I learned from it, so. I would just say the way I was raised, my parents, my background. Humble guy, came from humble beginnings, and had my dad had me working out at a young age to get me in the discipline stage and helped me a lot. That's just the way I was raised. So.
You mentioned being a three tackle in fourth grade. Can you give the versatility to move around if you need two other spots?
Yeah, in college I played three different positions. I played nose tackle. I played in a three-man front at a five tech. Played three tech. So I moved around in college a lot. So that's being versatile the way I am, I feel like that's a plus. So. Got position, got experience at every position, so. Defensive line to me, but I feel like I'm a three tech. I feel like I'm an inside guy, so.
Who's your favorite player?
Geno Atkins. I like to watch Geno Atkins a lot, so.
Yeah.